are now listening to the CRC Discover Life podcast, brought to you by Pastor Adboso. We trust that this message will change your life forever.
Then we want to welcome our live stream viewers, our Facebook viewers, our YouTube viewers, and then of course our television audience right here from Bloomington. And God bless you. Thank you for being up with us across America, across Europe, and across Africa. May God touch you through that television screen today in Jesus' name. Come on, let's give them all a big welcome. Well, you can take your seats with me this morning. It's I only have good news today, a word of exhortation. So you are in the right place today. Say a good amen in the name of Jesus. I want you to open your Bibles with me to Joshua chapter 21. And I want to read from verse 43 as we get into the Word of God together this morning. The Bible says, "So the Lord gave to Israel all the land of which he had sworn to give to their fathers. And they took possession of it and dwelt in it. And the Lord gave them rest all around according to all that he had sworn to their fathers. Not a man of all their enemies stood against them. And the Lord delivered all their enemies into their hand. Not a word failed of any good thing which the Lord had spoken to the house of Israel. It all came to pass." I want to read verse 24 again, or verse 45 again. "Not a word failed of any good thing that the Lord had spoken to the house of Israel. It all came to pass." My message this morning, in a couple of moments that we have together, very simply, "And it shall all come to pass." Somebody say, "It shall all come to pass." Come on, somebody say, "It shall all come to pass." They're in London this morning. I'm here to tell somebody this morning that your dreams and your promises will still come to pass. That every good promise God has given you shall come to pass in the name of Jesus. It's just a matter of time. Somebody say, "Time." All God's promises for your life are still yea and amen. Can you bring me down just a little bit of bass, or not soprano, please? Just down, yeah. Thank you. All of God's promises for your life are still yes and amen in Christ. So if God said it, that settles it. If God meant it for your life, it will be. No devil in hell can stop it. No delay can deny it. No detour can withhold what God has for you. No opposition can block what God has for you. If God meant it, it will be. Somebody say, "It shall be," in Jesus' name. His promises will come to pass. 2018 will still be a great year for you. We're only in the month of May. Come on, somebody say, "Good things are heading my way in the name of Jesus." Hallelujah. I believe God's going to hasten things that have been delayed in your life. He has a promise for somebody. They're in London this morning, or they're in Potchefstroom this morning, or you're in Bloemfontein and Pretoria, or whoever wants a promise, at any time you can say amen, because that means so be it. Amos 9 verse 13, the Bible says, "Yes, indeed, it won't be long." Look at the person next to you and say, "It won't be long now." Come on, I need you to preach with me this morning. I need you to preach with me this morning. Tell the person next to you, "It won't be long now." That child is going to get saved. That husband is going to get saved. That situation is going to change. That breakthrough is going to come in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It won't be long. Something is going to give. Something is going to change. The devil will not have the final say. God will have the final say. Come on, somebody say, "It won't be long." He says, he continues in Amos, "Things are going to happen so fast that your head will swim." I know some of your heads have been swimming because of trouble, but I'm here to tell you that your head is going to swim because God is going to do so much in your life. God is going to bless you out of your socks. Come on. One thing fast on the heels of another. You won't be able to keep up. Everything will happen at once. And everywhere you look, blessing. You're going to wake up in the morning and you're going to see blessing. You're going to go to work and you're going to see blessing. You're going to walk into your job and there's going to be a promotion waiting for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You're going to come home and your husband is going to say, "I want to serve God." Come on. You're going to see your cousin come to the Lord. Hallelujah. You're going to see financial breakthrough happening. Your promotion is going to come suddenly in the name of Jesus. Somebody's going to come to his senses. Our country will be changed. Our country will be blessed. Something is going to happen. Somebody shout, something good is happening. Everything will be happening at once, and everywhere you look, blessing. Blessing like wine pouring off the mountains and the hills. Back to our text, Joshua 21, verse 45. The Bible says, not a word failed of any good thing which the Lord had spoken to the house of all Israel. It all came to pass. Now, how did it come to pass? How will your dream come to pass? Your vision come to pass? How's it going to come to pass? These good promises that God has made to you. Number one, not the way you expect. I mean, Israel expected the promised land just to fall in their laps. Because when God delivered them, they didn't have to fight to get out of Egypt. But when they crossed the Jordan River, they had to fight for every inch of territory. They thought it was going to be easy. They thought it was going to be miracle upon miracle, but it wasn't. It was not what they expected. It never is. I said it never is. Number two, it didn't happen overnight. Now, for some of you, the word in Amos I just gave you, it sounds like a contradiction. It's not a contradiction, because you've been believing God for years upon years upon years. And I'm telling you that God is hastening things, that your breakthrough is coming now in 2018. Number three, it didn't happen without many battles. I mean, some people just want to sit and suck their thumb and think everything is going to happen. Israel had to fight. Number four, it did not happen without some delays. Deuteronomy 7:22, the Bible says, the Lord your God will drive out those nations before you little by little. You will be unable to destroy them at once. You know, we're living in a time where everybody wants everything yesterday. The young person wants to walk out of university and he wants to be the director of the company tomorrow. But God says, I will fulfill my word in your life, little by little. Whether it takes a moment, whether it takes a month, whether it takes a year, every promise that God gave you will come to pass. Somebody say amen and take a 5-second praise break. Come on, give the Lord a praise where you are today. Hallelujah. Things I want to highlight today from this passage of scripture. Number one, every word God says, every promise God makes is true today. Numbers chapter 23 verse 9, the Bible says, God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should change his mind. Does he speak and then not act? Does he promise and not fulfill? So every promise God gave you, God is good for his word. God will still make good on his promise in your life. God is still able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask or think, according to the power that works within you. God is still faithful and true. That means God is 100% of the time reliable. If God said it, you can bank on it. You don't have to understand it. You don't have to try and figure it out. You have to believe it. Whatever God says, that settles it. Every dream, every promise God gave you. I don't care how bad things seem. I don't care how severe the storms are right now. I don't care how big your giants are. God is bigger in the name of Jesus. And I'm telling you that God's going to open the heaven over your life, and God's going to pour out a blessing upon you that there shall not be room enough for you to receive. I'm here to tell somebody, your breakthrough is here. Your deliverance is here. Not the way you expect, but the way that God has planned, so that God can be glorified. Shout amen in Jesus' name. God is 100% reliable out of 100%. The God we serve is faithful and true. He's not a man that makes a promise, or a government that makes a promise and doesn't keep it. I didn't say which government. I just said not a government. 1 Thessalonians 5:24, the Bible says, the one who calls you is faithful and he will do it. Say, God will do it. No, you need to preach this morning, because you need to preach yourself out of the pit, out of the prison, out of the place of poverty, into what God has for you. Say it again. Say, God will do it. Hebrews 10:25, the Bible says, let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. So when facing adversity and one of the many delays which you will. We don't like the word delay, do we? We want everything now. But the Bible says through faith and patience we inherit the promises. So when you face one of the many delays, do not question God's promise. Amen. Don't walk around and talk about your problems. Don't talk about your negatives. Lift your hands to God every day of your life and say, Father, you promised. It's a matter of time. When somebody else gets their breakthrough, don't you get disgruntled. Say, I'm standing in the same queue. Come on. It's a matter of time. My blessing is also coming. My husband will manifest. My breakthrough will come. My deliverance will come. My child will also be saved. Come on. My promotion is on the way. Hallelujah. Say amen. My house is on the way. My car is on the way. Don't break down in faith. Don't give up hope. Don't lose your joy. For the joy of the Lord is your strength. Don't begin to doubt his promises. But declare and decree the promises of God over your life. James chapter 1 verse 2, the Bible says, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. I'm sure Israel, when they embarked on possessing the promised land, had many opportunities to quit, because they faced many impossibilities. The first city that God told them to invade was Jericho, which was an impenetrable city. Impossible. The walls were so high that the city was never defeated. But God said to Israel, see, I have given you the land. See, I have given you the city. And God told them for 7 days not to say a word, because God knew while they walked around that mountain, they could get into the same problem, the same place that the previous generation got into, questioning God, murmuring, complaining. Look how tall these giants are. Look how tall these walls are. What do you think Joshua was thinking when he told us all we have to do is walk around these walls? So for 7 days, God said, do not speak a word. Because every time you open your mouth, you speak life or death, you speak victory or defeat. Every time you open your mouth, you either release your angels or you stop your angels from operating in your life. So God said, do not speak a word. But on the seventh day, you will march around the city 7 times. I'm telling you, it's time for you, to some of you, to get onto a trot in the name of Jesus. You better get onto a trot. You better get on the advance in the name of Jesus and believe that your walls are coming down, that depression is going to leave you. Come on in the name of Jesus, that your breakthrough is coming, that your deliverance is coming, that your promotion is coming. You need to put some haste in your praise, hallelujah, and believe that the walls are coming down. Somebody that believes God this morning, give him a shout of praise. If you're a doubter, you will go without her. So, number one, every promise of God is true. Number two, every promise God makes, he will keep. The Bible says in 2 Peter, he's not slack concerning his promises, as some people count slackness, but he is faithful. In the right time, God will bring the promise to pass. He will not fail you. Every promise he made, he will keep. Jeremiah 1 verse 12, the Lord said to me, you have seen well, for I am ready to perform my word. I'm ready to perform my word. The question is, are you ready? Or are you sitting in the place of cynicism, the place of doubt? Or are you ready? Walking around that city, that situation of impossibility, with faith in your heart, believing God that these walls are coming down, the walls of defeat, the walls of opposition, the walls of lack, the walls of poverty, the walls of frustration, the walls of anger, the walls of lack in your relationship are coming down. You better get your eyes on God and believe that God will fulfill His word in your life, whether it takes a month, whether it takes a moment, whether it takes a year, whether it takes a lifetime. God is not a man that He can lie. Somebody shout amen in Jesus' name. Joshua 21, we see God's faithfulness fulfilled. Every promise He made, He fulfilled in the next generation, because the first generation was an unbelieving generation. We need to have vision that goes way beyond a year or 7 months. You need a vision for a life. Not just have this impatient attitude where you believe in God for things by the end of the year. And if it doesn't happen at the end of the year, you think it's all over. But you thought that before, and it's not all over. 7 years ago, you thought it was all over, and yeah, you're sitting, praising God, worshiping God, just another giant that has to come down, another Goliath. Come on, you've slain the lion, you've slain the bear. This Goliath will bow before God as well. Come on, this storm will also subside. You will outlast the storm as well. Come on, tough times do not last. Tough people do last. When the going gets tough, the tough get going. It's time to put your head down in the storms of adversity and to proclaim the word of God and to go harder and to go stronger. Up and to go with more determination. And when you get knocked down, you better get back up again. You better get stick with it ability. You get a better get bounce back ability. You better not renegotiate the dream that God has given you. You better refuse to quit in the name of Jesus, because we know quitters never win. You better keep on keeping on, because if God is for you, who can be against you? Somebody shout amen in Jesus' name. Habakkuk chapter 2, and I want to read the message. The Bible says in verse 2, and then God answered, and God said, write what you see. Write it in big block letters so that it can be read on the run. Not read while you sit, because God's not a camper. Jesus doesn't sit with the sitters. He runs with the runners. It's time to become a runner. Time to become a believer. Time to face your challenges head on, like David did. When Goliath stood in front of him, he ran towards. The Bible says he hastened because he knew God was with him. It says the vision message is a witness pointing to what is coming. It aches for the coming. It can hardly wait, and it doesn't lie. If it's slow in coming, wait. It's on its way, and it will come right on time. I don't care how long the delay. How impossible the situation seems this morning. How heavy the deck is stacked against you this morning. How severe the opposition. I want to say to you this morning that your God is greater and your God is still able. And God will fulfill His every good promise in your life in His time. In spite of the challenges you may face this morning, God is still a great God, and He still opens a door that no man can shut. He still heals any disease. Come on. He still moves any mountain in the name of Jesus. He'll still take your hand and walk you through any valley in the name of Jesus Christ. He'll still calm every storm if you are a believer in the name of Jesus. There is nothing God cannot do, and there's nothing God will not do for you. He's your Father. He's with you, and He will walk you through the valley to the mountainside. That's for somebody here this morning. Give the Lord a praise if that is for you today. Come on. Hallelujah. Number three. Every good promise will come to pass in God's perfect time. The Bible says, Ecclesiastes 3 verse 11, He makes everything beautiful in its time. Every trial has a purpose, and the end of every trial, there is a victory. When Joseph had his dream and he had to go through the pit, betrayed by his brothers, he never lost his dream. When he was sold into Potiphar's house, the Bible says the Lord was with him and Joseph prospered. I don't care where you are today, I want to tell you that God is with you. And you may be sitting in a place of darkness today. God is with you. God has not forsaken you. He's the one sustaining you in the name of Jesus. When Joseph found him in prison, the Bible says again, the Lord was with him. And he became a successful man in prison. You may not be in the palace today, but I want to tell you, wherever you are going to prosper. God is going to fulfill his dream wherever you are. And then one day, in God's divine timing, you're going to find yourself in the palace. And you will be able to say, what the devil meant for evil, what people meant for my harm, God has turned around for my good. Come on, I'm in the place of God. I'm in the palace. Hallelujah. The fire could not kill me. The storm could not kill me. People could not derail me, because my God's hand has been upon me, and my God's hand is upon me for good. Somebody shout amen in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So listen this morning, whatever you face, it's momentarily. God will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able to endure. Sometimes we think it's all over, and it's not. When I went to the army and we had to do our officer's course, we had to do what we called a week of fuss bait, where you had to go walk with heavy equipment from one mountain to another mountain with very little food and very little water to teach you mental strength and endurance. And we learned in fuss bait, when you thought you could not go any further, that you could still go a long way, that you could still go another 70%. When people said, I cannot anymore, then the corporal would say, get up, start walking again. And somehow your strength would return. Somehow you would climb that mountain. And when you were over that mountain and you came in the next valley and you thought, I cannot, the corporal would say, start climbing again. And somewhere strength came from. I want to tell you that God is faithful, and God will not allow you to be tempted above what you are able to endure. And with every trial and every temptation, God will make a way of escape. It's a matter of time. Somebody say amen in Jesus' name. With every trial, he makes a way of escape. And then finally, no matter where you are, what you are facing, his grace is sufficient for you. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 8, the Bible says, concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord 3 times that it may depart from me. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Not something we like to hear, amen. He's like, God, I'm going through this, deliver me. God says, whoa, I'm with you. I'm going to walk you through this. Oh, we want a magic wand. And people preach, come and receive a miracle. I don't know that that's biblically correct. Because when Israel crossed the Jordan River, the miracle stopped. And they had to possess the land little by little by faith. I understand God does miracles, but we don't live by miracles. We live by faith. We walk out our salvation. We possess our dreams by faith and patience, enduring. No matter what opposition comes our way, persevering, little by little, even if it takes a whole generation. So Paul cries out to God, he's facing this challenge, and God says, my grace is sufficient. I mean, God, come on now, there's someone I want to hear. Just deliver me, God, just heal me, God. God says, in my perfect time, but I will keep you. Where I lead you, I will keep you. My grace will be in the pit. My grace will be in the pot, in Potiphar's house. My grace will be in the prison, and my grace will take you to the palace. My grace is sufficient. And Paul says, now I've learned something. When I'm weak, then I am strong. Therefore, I rather choose to be weak in myself so that I can be strong in him. I've learned that wherever I find myself, God is always there. In the midnight hour and in the summer season of my life, God is there. His hand is always leading me. His presence is always a guiding light. He never leaves me. He never forsakes me. That's why I can stand and praise my God while I wait. I'm not going to allow the weight and the weight of the world to push me down. I'm going to stand up in the waiting room, and I'm going to lift my hands to God, and I'm going to choose to say, for the Lord is good and his mercy endures forever. Come on, somebody praise the Lord in the waiting room today and say, God is good and his mercy endures forever. Oh, come on. You don't allow your weight to become a weight. You don't allow a waiting period to put weight on your life. Paul says, lay aside every burden and the weight, the sin that so easily besets us, which is what? Discouragement. People wanting to quit on their dreams, quit on life, quit on God, because life can be tough at times. And then people want to renegotiate. God says, no, I will fulfill my word in your life. It may not be a moment, it may be a moment. It may not be a month, it may be a month. It may not be a year, it may be a year. Do not quit, do not give up, because I watch over my word to perform it in your life. I'm the one who gave the promise. It's my reputation at stake. It's my integrity at stake. I'm the one watching over my word. No matter what circumstances you face, no matter how many giants are glaring you in the face, be not moved by them. My grace will keep you on the battleground. My grace will keep you in the valley. My grace will keep you in the darkest moments of your life. My grace will keep you in this journey called life, because that really is what vision is. It's not a destination, it's a journey. It's walking, believing. Romans 8:28. We know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. So no matter where I find myself, no matter what life throws my way, I can lift my hands like Job when his wife said, curse God and die. Said, no, even though He smites me, yet will I trust Him. My God is good. My God is great. My God is worthy of all praise. I don't understand what is happening in my life, but I know that God understands, and I know that God is in control. Therefore, will I trust Him? Therefore, will I praise Him? Because every promise, every word He said is true. I want to encourage you. Whatever you believe in God for, no matter how far it seems, no matter how impossible it seems, every good promise that God gave you, He will fulfill in His time. That's why we do not get moved by time. We get moved by belief. The vision, running, having to pray another year and there's no cloud. Praying another year, there still is no cloud. Praying another year, there still isn't a cloud. Praying another year, there still isn't a cloud. There still isn't a breakthrough. I'm not going to renegotiate my dream. I'm going to believe God. Whether it takes 17 years like Joseph, 25 years like Abraham. I'm going to believe that everything God said will be in my life.
If this powerful message has touched your life and you'd like to give your life to Jesus, pray the following prayer with Pastor Art.
In Jesus' name, everybody all over the church, just pray with me right now. Say, Lord Jesus, I give myself back to You. I believe with all my heart that You died for my sin, that You rose from the grave. I believe You are alive. And today publicly, I open my heart and I invite You to be my Lord and Savior. Please forgive my sin. Wash me in Your blood. Give me the power to be Your child. Thank You for loving me just as I am. For cleansing me. I give myself, my spirit, my soul, and my body to You. Thank You, Father, for accepting me just as I am. Thank You for a new life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. For more information on CRC, visit www.crc.org.za.